Thank you, Eric. It is Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, and we celebrate a lot of special days in the world. There was Record Store Day today.
Charles Nelson Reilly's birthday, Wendy, was a big one. We had a two-day celebration for that.
Today is May Day. May Day, May Day. And
where we just give up. We just flat out give up.
And coming up Saturday is Free Comic Book Day, and this... let's find out all about it. I want to know when it started. Carmelo Chimera is with us, owner of Chimera's Comics in Oak Lawn and LaGrange. I go to the LaGrange one all the time. How are you, Carmelo?
I'm great. Thank you, Wendy. How are you?
Great. When did this Free Comic Book Day start?
You know, it was probably like 13 when it started. It's been on for a long time. Mm-hmm. I think this is like the 12th or 13th year or something like that they've done it. And I remember the first year going into a local shop and the owner hadn't even heard of Free Comic Book Day. He's like, I don't really do anything with that. And now that would be unheard of.
Yeah.
Right.
Our year revolves around Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah. So the idea behind it was the industry just kind of giving back? Is that what it was? What was the idea behind it?
Well, I think it's the classic, like, first one's free kind of marketing idea. And I think originally the publishing companies also didn't take it super seriously, because that first year the comics were all like reprints, and now they get it. The comics that come out are
special editions.
They're special. They're made just for Free Comic Book Day. In a lot of cases, if they have a big series coming out, they'll make the zero issue or like the prologue issue a Free Comic Book Day book to get people to want to come out for that. So everybody along the chain takes a hit to make this happen, right? The publisher makes them cheaper, the distributor makes them available to me cheaper, and then I pay for them and then give them away. So we've all sort of participated.
But it means repeat business. People read it. They like what they read. They come back and get some more. Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope, is that it's a chance to get excited about stuff, discover new stuff. And I think the other thing about it is it's an excuse. I think a lot of people like comic books and they want to read more. But like, your day is busy. Your day is full of distraction. Here's a chance to like take some time out, go do something for yourself, get a treat, and then, you know, maybe that sparks an interest.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit that I love comic books, my love of comic books began with Archie.
Nice.
I really liked that. Lil Jinx.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into the X-Files. I have all the X-Files. And now that you're here, Carmelo, I want to go in our basement. I put them in bags with boards, and they're in my own white box, and I'm going to go reread them.
That's,
I mean,
awesome.
You can come back to a comic book, right?
Oh, yeah. There are some comics in my collection where anytime I'm reorganizing or something, if I happen upon it, I actually stop what I'm doing and read it. Oh, this is a really good one. I need to read it again.
Should they rename the X-Files comics the Mulder Reports? Would that be a better name?
Oh, that's good. I like that.
All right. Last time we had you up, you were giving away one of your comic book stores.
That's correct.
That was the one in...
That was Free Comic Book Store Day.
Free Comic
right?
Book Store Day.
Come on
I
in, get a free comic
that.
Book store.
Oh, you're my new marketing director.
I'm there for you.
I like that.
All right, that was the Oak Lawn one?
Yes, the Oak Lawn store. That's right.
But now you still have it.
I do still have it. We're I'm going to announce the winner of the comic shop this Saturday at Free Comic Book Day.
So, oh, nice.
1 o'clock on Saturday, and I'll live stream it. And
do the finalists know that the announcement's going to be made and they can be there for it, or is that not the way it's being handled?
So this is the first time I've said publicly that I'll announce the winner on Saturday.
Oh, all right.
But the people involved know that's going to happen. So,
oh, my God, this is so exciting.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
So remind us, because we had you on several months ago talking about this, what goes on behind this? You have other shops. You just decided.
Sure, yeah. So I'm involved in so many things. I'm a full-time practicing attorney.
Yeah.
I have two stores and have recently moved into publishing, which we talked about. Mm-hmm. In fact, in the last time since I've seen you, I even launched another company with a monthly subscription box, that like a delivery box, like a loot crate.
Yeah.
I call it Comic Shop in a Box.
Which we subscribe to. My 16-year-old son said, you got to do it, Mom.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Really, I really believe in that idea. And it's been super successful. And so I just wanted to dial back what I'm doing.
Sure.
Because I think I can do a better job if I do less stuff. And so I happened on the short version, happened on the idea to give the store away instead of the more traditional way of selling it or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is ironic because I'm in mergers and acquisitions. So I do that all day, and I may have just undermined the entire M&A industry.
Maybe. Yeah.
I'd love to do a TED talk on that. But yeah, so then I decided to do the giveaway. That blew up. 720 people entered by the time
really?
The contest was done. Yeah, that's
right. That's outstanding. And what was cool. your criteria for deciding who the winner will eventually be? What were you looking for?
So they had to answer an essay question, what makes a great comic book store? And I was looking for like creativity. I was looking for passion and work ethic. And then as I read them, a new theme kind of emerged. I didn't know the answer to my question. I was hoping to find the answer to my question. And there were a couple essays that I just couldn't get away from. They just stuck with me. I started to notice that things like inclusivity and things like reaching out to young people and cooperating with libraries and schools, those were the essays that started really sticking with me. And they started really kind of making me think, this is what I should have been doing if I had had more time to devote to
right.
it. And from that, I sort of was able to divine the winner or winners.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh.
Yeah. Now, twist ending to this story, I promise.
You can find Chimera Comics, Chimera's Comics, in Oak Lawn and in LaGrange. And now, which one are you having the midnight opening?
We're going to do the midnight opening at the Oak Lawn store.
And what is the advantage of going to free comic book day at midnight Friday into Saturday? What are the benefits?
Besides hanging out with me.
Besides, yes.
Well, during the day for free comic book day, just because of demand, we have to limit 3 free comics per person.
Oh.
But at midnight, there's no limit.
You can
have a limited amount, up to one of each title. And I'm going to have food and music and kind of make a party out of it. I'll have special offers available only at midnight. But, and for a lot of people, it's the excitement of dibs, right? There are people who are going to spend their Saturday, doing a comic shop crawl and visiting every shop they can. Because a lot of them do have those restrictions. So, I'll get my 3 here, I'll get 5 here, and I'll get them all. So that's what a great way to get a head start on your crawl.
Oh, absolutely.
Come at midnight, knock one out early.
Yeah, very, very good. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll discuss this further in just a little bit.
It is free comic book day. It is coming up on Saturday, and a place you should definitely start your journey is at Chimera's Comics. The one in Oak Lawn will have a special midnight opening. First dibs. You can have a party. I'm just reading. No limit. Party with us. Special offers and grand finale. And the grand finale, Carmelo Chimera, is you're going to...
it's the end of our comic shop giveaway. This will probably be the last event we have before the transition to the new ownership. You might recall I've given the store away in a contest, and I'm going to announce that winner on Saturday at the store. So,
are you a little sad?
You are, aren't you? I can tell you are.
I am.
It's emotional.
It's very emotional. This is like my life's work in a lot of ways. And but it's it was kind of like seeing Avengers this weekend. It was an ending, but it's also the beginning of a new era. And
yeah.
So you kind of reflect on where you've been. And
a texter wants to know, by the way, Carmelo, what impact that movie, for people who don't know, the movie just broke box office records. More people saw it on the first day than any other movie in history. So what is the impact that has on comic book stores?
It does help, and people do come in now knowing about characters they've never heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, I couldn't have sold an Ant-Man comic to save my life.
Right.
And now I can't keep Ant-Man on the shelf, right? And that helps a lot. I think one thing, though, there's a sense amongst comic shop owners that the movies and the people behind them don't really do enough to drive that to comic book stores. And that's a problem not for us, but for the industry, because this is the source material. And if the sources dry up, then so will the movies. So even if it was just as simple as Robert Downey Jr. saying, go visit your local comic shop, that would be huge.
Sure.
So we kind of wish we had seen something like that, but certainly very grateful to all the actors and the writers and producers who made those movies, because for us, it's a dream come true.
For everybody who says the movie's great, but if you're into the world of comics, there's all kinds of little extra added bonuses. You found all those little extra added bonuses, didn't you?
Well, I like to think I found a lot of them. It's a 3-hour movie, so I need to see it again. It was a lot of movie.
Sure.
And at the end, I felt kind of bedazzled. But there are definitely those things that if you love the comics, there's moments in the movie for you that really pay off. And, I hope people who aren't familiar with the comics will check them out and maybe get a new appreciation for these movies.
Good.
I still have to see the last one.
Yeah.
And then I am going to try and do it within the next couple weeks. I'm surprised spoilers haven't been all over the place.
Yeah, it has. I mean, I'm doing the same thing. I haven't seen it yet. So I'm careful on every single story I look at everywhere so that they're not telling me too much.
Although you know how Game of Thrones is going, don't you?
I do.
They've spoiled that in a second.
I do, kind of.
Yeah, we all got got together and we decided we're only going to spoil Game of Thrones.
Right.
We'll protect Avengers. It was like this unwritten agreement amongst nerds. And I don't know where we came up with that, but we did.
Strange. Very, very strange. I'm holding in my hand a book called Magnificent, Carmelo. What can you tell me about this book I'm holding?
That's my baby. It took me 9 years to make Magnificent. I wrote it, and with the help of my store's community, we crowdfunded it on Kickstarter. It came out last year. It's a story about a Chicago superhero's journey before and after a disaster that changes the world. I'm super proud of it. I brought it for you guys to enjoy. I hope you get a chance to read it and share it with people. It's a story really about staying true to yourself, you know, as you grow up. And the older I got, the more that story made sense to me. So that's why I never stopped after 9 years, never gave up on Magnificent because of that.
How good is it to see it in physical form? I mean, it's been in your head for all those years, and here it is. It's a real thing, and like I told you, I hope you take this as a compliment. This is a real book. You're not goofing around with this.
No, you're right, and I do take it as a compliment because, you know, you can't make a story that everyone in the universe will love, but you can make a product that everyone can look at and say, yes, that is a legitimate, high-quality product, and I think Magnificent is. When I first opened the box and pulled out that first copy, I thought I was going to cry, but I just sat silently for like 10 minutes and just I could not believe that I like willed this thing into existence. So
it's good. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Isn't the artwork
nicely
beautiful?
So
I cannot
nice.
Wait to read it, and it's a hardcover. I love these graphic novels.
Well, I appreciate that, and I thanks very much. I hope you enjoy it.
Do you have dreams that somebody's going to call you up and say, hey, we read what you wrote. This would be a pretty good movie. Is that your next dream?
You know, I've thought about it, and I'd love to go that route. I'm more focused on, that's like step 10. I'm focused on step, 3 or 4 now, which is the prequel to this book that I'm working on. And that one's going to be pretty extraordinary, and it's going to blow this one out of the water, I think. And frankly, that's kind of where I see going into a TV show or a movie or something, because that one's a little bit more grounded.
Well, good. Yeah. Keep it up. That's fantastic.
Have fun on Free Comic Book Day.
Thanks very much. I hope you guys can come out and get some free comics, too.
Where's the best website to tell people? Or I know you're on Facebook and Twitter and Insta as well, but where should people go to find out more?
ChimerasComics.com. ChimerasComics.com.
There was a quick text, and I want to get to it because I'm not sure of the answer. Yeah. They're unclear on whether or not you're getting the same books at different stores. Like you mentioned, some people will be going from comic book store to comic book store. Are the same free comics available at all stores? Or does that vary from place to place?
Yeah, I guess a great question. Short answer is yes, they're all the same, but there were a lot available from various publishers.
Yeah.
And so some of the more obscure ones, not every store is going to have.
Yeah.
And if they do, they're going to have them in lower quantities, and you may find that they're out of them. So in that sense, it behooves you to visit multiple stores in that, you know, but there's a selection of them that's available.
You can tell he's an attorney. He said behooves you.
Right.
Why did I use that word? As soon as it left my lips,
great.
I was like, son of a gun.
And it's also May the 4th, Star Wars fan pointed out. Will there be any Star Wars comic deals on May the 4th?
My manager at the LaGrange store has some Star Wars specials planned for us.
My husband will be there.
So please come by. Also, a possibility we'll have some stormtroopers there to keep the peace. Not sure on them yet, but...
I saw a comic book that has Alicia Ocasio-Cortez as the star of the comic. Have you seen this?
I have seen this, yes. I eagerly...
Really? Fighting crime, yeah.
Yep. It's like a thing of our generation. Just like, put capes on everybody.
Right.
Do you buy old comic books, someone wants to know?
Yeah, we do from time to time, but I think we find that a lot of folks... You know, they think their comic book collection is worth a lot of money, and the truth is only really after a certain era. You know, when people were buying comics in the 90s, it was a speculator market, and the bubble burst. So
I have a bunch of Superman ones and Batman ones. I should just throw those away, right? Those aren't worth anything.
No, you should give them to me.
You want them, Wendy?
Yeah, I'll take care of them for you.
I'll bring them to you.
I mean, if you're just going to throw them out, I'll take them.
Then you'll take them? All right. Well, thank you.
Spell the name of the comic book shop again, please.
ChimeraS. Comics.
You nailed it. You just won a comic book store.
I'm a good speller.
We'll see you. We go to the LaGrange location, but also Oaklawn, Midnight. Both Chimera's locations will be celebrating Free Comic Book Day. Carmelo, Chimera, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carmelo. Appreciate it.